Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Thank you. From the jazz-drenched country of Japan, that was saxophonist Irina Terekubo with the tune Road Song off her latest 2016 offering called A Time for Love to begin this brand new episode of Neon Jazz. Since she was 9 years old, she's been playing the saxophone. Between the ages of 10 and 15, she was in the Sapporo Junior Jazz Orchestra and got the chance to attend jazz clinics with legends like the great Herbie Hancock. She even asked him a question. From there, she went on to a Berklee 5-week summer performance program and was later rewarded a full tuition scholarship and was selected for the Berklee Summer Jazz Workshop with the great Terry Lynn Carrington. Her debut album was in 2010, and it featured heavy hitters Kenny Barron, Christian McBride, Lee Pearson, and Peter Bernstein. It was called Northbird, and that was followed up by the 2011 second album called New York Attitude, and that had Kenny Barron and Ron Carter on it. She is very active still in the Japanese scene, even though she's in New York City. She goes on a regular basis to the Tokyo Jazz Festival. And after she graduated from the Berklee College of Music in 2014, she's called New York City her home to push her skills and career further. And during a recent interview with Neon Jazz, she spoke about the best compliments that she receives from her playing.
Because sometimes I forget that how good I am. But fan tells me that and reminds me that I'm a great player. So that's the best compliment all the time.
Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town that loves the jazz sax, with cats like Steve Lambert and Brett Jackson doing the honors, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, ready with two arms full of jazz wax for your two ears. Off a great LP called Bossa Nova Jazz Samba, here's the duo of Bud Shank and Claire Fisher with their dose of jazz brilliance, circa 1962, with the tune Samba da Borboleta. Dig it.
This is TK Blue, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with host Joe Domino.
That was the title track, Algorithmic Society, from the 15-year-old drum prodigy known as Alex Gershevich, with his 2016 CD brand new called The Gershevich Trio. So before the family immigrated to the U.S., his dad Vlad studied classical piano for 11 years at his hometown university in Uzbekistan. After moving to Colorado, he was discovered while playing at the Little Nell in Aspen by Herbie Hancock, who subsequently invited him to participate in the Thelonious Monk Institute. Since then, Vlad has appeared at numerous festivals and has performed with Bob Berg, Stanley Jordan, Ernie Watts, Arturo Sandoval, and so many others. This CD brings together three generations of musicians: Alex, who's 15, his father Vlad, and legendary bassist Eddie Gomez. It's a great listen. From the chops of Charlie Mingus's very own drummer, Danny Richmond, this is the tune Nostalgia in Times Square. Man, I love that name. Off the 2008 CD, Danny Richmond plays Charlie Mingus, and there's no one better that would know how he grooved. Right here on Neon Jazz, baby. We'll be right back.
this is Michael Blum coming at you from Boston, Massachusetts, and you are listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
That was the brilliant young jazz guitar cat Michael Blum with the cover of Tristeza off the 2016 CD Chase and Oscar, a tribute to Oscar Peterson. So he was originally from Long Island, New York. He's one of the top guitar cats according to Downbeat magazine. And his quartet includes Brad Smith on piano, Jim Stinnett on the bass, and Don Moyo on drums. And speaking of his teacher Jim from his days at Berkeley, this is what Michael had to say about Jim during a recent interview with Neon Jazz.
Just do your job. Don't worry about anyone else in the band. All you have to do is listen and groove and everything will be fine. So going into the studio, that's kind of the takeaway from sessions with Jim.
From one prodigy to another, here's 12-year-old piano sensation Joey Alexander with the tune City Lights off his newest 2016 CD, Countdown, right here on Neon Jazz.
This is Gracie Terzian. You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Thank you.
That was the jazz bass cat Robert Hurst with the 2010 tune 44 off his CD Bob Ya Head. And as we head into the 2016 election between Hillary and Trump, this tune is my personal ode to a man that governed, led, and cared well for the country we dig, America. And for that, thanks President Obama, you're going to be missed. So this cat, Robert Hurst, did a lot of work with great cats like Mulgrew Miller, Harry Connick Jr., Steve Coleman, and he's had a career that's even seen him be a member of the Tonight Show band. A man that knows how to innovate, and we dig that around here. From one of the many Miles Davis albums that was seminal, key, massive, and very good, here's the title track off the 1957 LP, Miles Ahead and He Always Was. His first collaboration with arranger Gil Evans following the Bertha Kuhl sessions. So dig this.
Thank you. Betty Moore, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe DiNino.
That was the always cool Modern Jazz Quartet, or MJQ, teamed up with alto sax man Paul Desmond back there in 1971 with the tune Greensleeves. And some of the best things in jazz are those part-time, one-time meetings of groups and player-composers. And this is just one of them. So whatever Paul and the MJQ touched, you should want in your jazz listening arsenal. Bringing the gears down a bit on this hour of jazz that is and was, we switch on into Detroit pianist, composer, and teacher Sir Roland Hanna with his trio in tow with the tune When I Grow Too Old to Dream off the 2015 CD Dreams.
Thank you.
Again, that was Sir Roland Hanna with Something We Just Can't Be Down With, But We Like to Play It, When I Grow Too Old to Dream. So our final track, our final lick, our last spin, comes from hard bop pianist and composer Freddie Redd with the song A Night in Neyland off his 2016 CD, With Due Respect. And with due respect, thank you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a man that is never going to be too old to dream, guaranteed, Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Reach out to us. Like what you heard? Give us a story. Give us a song suggestion. We love to hear from you out there in Radioland. You can always reach us at neonjazzkc@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right. Until next time. Enjoy the music, my friends.
Each of these institutions are full of honorable men and women doing important work that helps our country prosper.
Neon Jazz.